how do we arrest the bonds when you have the error and omissions policy?
Okay, what you're going to have to do, if you're actually going to arrest the bonds, you're going to have to file a claim against the bond, and that way you're going to have to actually find the bonds to do that. Who is the bond holder?
I have that. I have that, so how do I do it?
Okay. Well, I'll put you in touch with Diane. She's an attorney out in Washington that can I believe she probably can help with that.
Okay, because I'm ready, because I've got the clerk of court that I want to lock up, because if I can lock them up, then that means that takes the pressure off of all of my cases that are going on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if we can, what we need to do is we'll see if we can get with Diane and try to get that worked out, because she's a sharp lady. She knows her business. She is a bar attorney. She's working with me, and I don't want to give her information out on the phone, but I'll get you two together and see what she can do.
Oh, please. I would really appreciate that.
What we're going to start doing is sending, that's something we've been working on, and it's my fault it's not finished. She's got the letter ready to send, and I've got to review it to start the procedure to arrest the bond. And she's a great lady. In fact, she'll be up here with me in Seattle when I'm up in Seattle. And she's really anxious to help a lot of people do some things. So she's working with us. Have another group of attorneys in Denver that are wanting to come on board. So we got some in Arizona that are coming on board. We got four out there. So we got attorneys all over the country starting to pay attention to what we're doing. It's all this this bogus stuff that I do. Yeah. Big crap, just saying, you know, all this stuff is a bunch of garbage and all. Yeah, it's just the law, that's all. The law doesn't mean much to attorneys.
Okay, now, just real curious, other than me wanting to lock up the clerk of court because it's going to put the brakes on all of my court cases, which would be heaven to me at this point, How do we end the broken record like you and Jack? Did the broken record really end with you and Jack after 13 times in the court when you transferred the assignment of the lien? Does assigning the lien take me out of the hamster wheel?
It did us, or, you know, it appears to have done that, at least to this point. And I think that they have just been checkmated. I think they can't go anywhere. I called and talked to Jack the other day, and basically what we're hearing is that the bonding company will no longer bond the attorneys. And I'm not sure about the court itself, if it has a bond that comes up due, and I think it does. Well, no, it does. The corporation holds the bond, and that whatever time period it is, the bond expires, they will not rebond it, so that would shut the whole court down whenever that date occurs, because they won't bond them anymore until they pay our lien. So their bonds are technically arrested already, and we didn't do anything. We just filed it on record. It just, what happened is the bonds started coming due, and because this is on the record, the judges could not be bonded, so they have to send them home. Because they can't use.
Somebody must have gone into the court and scooped it up and realized that there was this hefty lien against them.
Well, this is a matter of public record. And when you apply for a bond, they check your credit rating. I think with a 17.6 on record, it's $17.6 billion bond lien against you. Your credit is not really very good, and so you just.
Well, Jim, did you actually fax to the three credit reporting agencies, Standard & Poor's, and Moody's?
No, we didn't. No, we talked to the lady about it, but she said that they rejected. The stuff and put it on record. So we never did. The only thing we did is we filed it in UCC1 and in the courthouse. That's all we did. Now, where their property is located.
Okay.
And that, we did do that. So it's on record in the county and in the state where they reside.
Well, I heard the credit reporting agencies scoop up in the county records once a month, and then Janet out in Oregon, who got her foreign judgment registered out there, U.S. District Court told her the bond companies come in and scoop the foreign judgments up once a week.
Well, we love it. We love it. But see, it's been affecting them for a long time. They have been screaming about their credit rating. They couldn't. One of them was building his wife a house. He couldn't even finish the house. They had it underway, and they revoked his loan after he'd already started it. And he couldn't even finish the house. And another one said he couldn't buy his wife a car because his credit was being affected by these liens. And they were whining to the judge in court one day. So I know these things really mess up their credit. Now they're not able to be bonded because they're going to be unemployed to boot. And I think that's really going to mess up their credit.
Right. Well, what if we, you know, these attorneys, I mean, I did what you told me to do, and I've got 35 really angry attorneys and boards of a bank in Ohio. I mean, they're livid. And what if they retaliate by the individuals coming after you with a lawsuit? I mean,
Just do another negative vermin on them.
Okay.
You can do them all. Yeah, hey, believe me, you can afford to do them better than they can afford to do them. Because they have to have attorneys. You don't.
All right, and I sent you and Donna the information on how we can, as free men and women, can fire the attorney without question. When it's Barr versus Day, B-A-R-R versus Day, and it doesn't look like a U.S. Supreme Court. It looks like a but Barr versus Day, attorney when fired is fired without question, so they can't even ask which side even fired them, you know.
Okay.
So the last thing is, Tim, we would like you to talk to Donna about the silver bond. I know
yeah.
You told me to talk to her today, but it's not complete. We need a couple more of your blessings on it, because we would like to get cracking, you know, on that as soon as possible.
Okay, and she's been after me for weeks to get this done, and I'm sorry. I just haven't.
So what about tomorrow morning?
I've got meetings all day tomorrow, too. Probably.